I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's
Who's
time
that?
To grow.
AJR.
So I got an apartment across from the park. Quinoa in my brain. Still I'm not feeling right. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody. Pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with the gang.
Is this from Wicked?
No.
What's it from?
It's from a song. AJR.
All right, KFI AM 640, Conway Show. Hey, if you travel on the 15 freeway, you're going to be able to use these toll lanes soon, right? Small little project. Only took, 7 years and billions of dollars. And then you can get around faster, huh? Ding dong.
After 3 years of construction, drivers can soon start using the new express toll lanes on the 15 freeway. Starting tomorrow morning, the toll lanes will be open between South Corona and Eastvale. The I-15 express lanes project is part of a $472 million project.
Wow, $500 million.
That started in 2018. The lanes cover a 15-mile stretch between the 15 and 60 freeways.
Between the 15 and 60? On the 15? Hey, Jenny, I need some help here.
Yeah, it is. It's heading up the 15 all the way up to the 60.
From where? From?
From just past Corona.
Oh, okay. So that it will save people a ton of time.
The 91,
yeah,
right?
It should. Yeah.
All right. Let me find out where it is again.
After 3 years of construction, drivers can soon start using the new express toll lanes on the 15 freeway. Starting tomorrow morning, the toll lanes will be open between South Corona and Eastvale. The I-15 express lanes project is part of a $472 million project that started in 2018.
All right. Here's where he says it goes. It's on the 15 from.
The lanes cover a 15-mile stretch between the 15 and 60 freeways.
It's on the 15 between the 15 and 60?
Yeah, that's not right. No.
Somebody got too many 15s in there. All right. Well, I don't know where it is, so F them and F the free one. If I can't.
South of the 91?
All is that. It?
Yeah.
From south
See,
of 91.
See, I live in Corona. Right. And it goes down to close to Temescal Canyon. So if you've ever taken the 15 south, that's where that's at.
Oh, okay. Well, that area is always jammed.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to make it much better.
No?
I don't think so.
How many lanes?
Because they're building a whole bunch of apartments and homes down here, too.
Yeah. Are there two diamond lanes or one, do you know?
Just one.
Just one. How many do they usually have in Japan, Belion? Two?
No, they have at least 10.
They don't use a diamond lane. They use a rhombus lane.
You know, I saw something really cool on 60 Minutes a couple years ago about Japan. And they call them the yellow backpackers, right? And there's these kids that are in kindergarten. And so how old are you in kindergarten? 5?
Yeah.
You're 5 years old, and they wear a yellow backpack in Japan. And the yellow backpack means they're alone and, you know, help them out if you can. And some of these kids, they take 2 different buses and 3 different subways to get to school. And they're 5 years old, and their hour commute, they do it on their own at 5.
That's nuts.
Well, I mean, it's obviously you've seen it your whole life, Belio, but over in this country.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the yellow backpackers.
Yeah. But these kids, I mean, can you imagine, you know, the first day that your yellow backpacker leaves the house, he's 5 years old and he's going to find his way through 3 buses and 2 subways to get to school.
What I want to know is what the prep work, you know, building up to that. So at 2, are they taking them and getting them used to?
I don't know. I think it's a great idea, but it's also a great testimony how people in Japan, you know, help kids out and don't F with them.
Isn't that just true of Japan, how clean and just everything is so well done and organized?
I believe we have to refer to you.
Yeah, that's what I know of Japan.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of other societies out there. A friend of mine went to Iceland, right? Reykjavik, Iceland, right? And Reykjavik? Yeah. And he was walking around and he sees, it was in summer, so it wasn't, terribly hot or cold. They have, mild temperatures there in the summer, probably 72 degrees now. And he sees a baby in a stroller outside of a restaurant. And he was having a coffee at a restaurant nearby. And he kept looking at the stroller, and nobody came by to grab the kid. The kid was there in the stroller for an hour by himself. And the baby is only like a year old. And so my buddy calls the cops in Iceland, says, hey, there's a baby that's been abandoned outside of this restaurant. You got to come by. And the cops are there immediately. And the cops come by and they talk to this guy and they go, what's going on? He goes, I've been sitting here for an hour drinking coffee, and that baby's been in that stroller there for an hour unattended. And the cop opens up the restaurant door and says, is this baby belong to anybody? And the woman in the back smoking a cigarette goes, yeah, it's mine. He goes, okay, thank you. He turns to my friend. He goes, just mind your own business. You know, we're not in the United States anymore. That kid's fine. Nothing's going to happen to that kid. The mom's inside. And when she's done, she'll come out and get that kid, and then they'll go home. Isn't that great? That's the way it should be.
Yes, I agree.
That's the way it should be, right? We shouldn't have to always, be handcuffed to our kids. But there are enough lunatics in this country that we have to do that. But in Japan and Iceland, other parts of the world, that doesn't happen, right? Because people aren't crazy. All right, very good. We got some mortgage relief for people out there who have mortgage and might have problems paying that mortgage. When we come back, we'll tell you how much money you can qualify for. And this might be might be able to save your house here. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. If you have a mortgage and you need some help, you could qualify up to $20,000. So get a pen out. I'm going to give you a website. Here we go.
Applications for LA County's mortgage relief program are being accepted starting today.
Yeah, that program is going to be providing grants of up to $20,000 for certain single-family homeowners and property owners. The program also includes free foreclosure prevention counseling. Now, to apply, if you're interested, you can go to nhslacounty.org.
All right, that's nhslacounty.org, I believe. Let's see.
To nhslacounty.org.
Yeah. NHSL, what the hell was
Neighborhood
it?
Housing Services, LA.
And to qualify, you have to live in LA County. If you live in LA City, you're ineligible. And there's certain income requirements that you have to have, but you could qualify up to $20,000 worth of relief.
Yeah, basically they're saying that you had to have had financial problems between March and December of last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And 20 grand could save somebody's house, especially, you have $3,000-$4,000 a month for a mortgage, or even like, $1,500, $2,000, it could be 10 months worth of mortgage.
Yep.
Now, to apply, if you're interested, you can go to nhslacounty.org.
There you go.
nhslacounty.org.
All right. I was looking at this, what's trending. And Air Canada is trending for some reason. And you always get nervous when an airline is trending because you think, oh, I hope nothing happened. Well, nothing happened. But in Air Canada and Ottawa, they agree on a $5.9 billion aid package to Air Canada. I guess Air Canada was looking at possibly going belly up. But after months of negotiations, Ottawa has reached a deal with Air Canada that will allow the battered airline to access as much as $5.9 billion in loans and equity financing from the public purse. So under the agreement, Air Canada must refund passengers whose flights were canceled due to COVID-19 and then cap executive compensation at $1 million and restore service to regional airports. So the taxpayers are footing the bill here. And this is a loan from the government of Canada. So a lot of people are pissed about it because they're broke, right? Here's the an example. Where was this here? Oh, I see. So a lot of them are saying, like here's one. The billion-dollar package, $50 billion, this is for Canada, $50 billion went to banks, $7 billion to Air Canada, $5 billion to 5,000 auto workers, $74 billion to CERBS, I don't know what that is, and then $6 billion to foreign countries, $19 billion to the other provinces. Man, they're spending a lot of money up in Canada. But this is the sentiment of people living in Canada. It says, let's be absolutely clear. The majority of these tweets are sort of along these this line of thought. Let's be absolutely clear that the Liberals are choosing a $6 billion handout for Air Canada over paid sick days, pharmacare, Indigenous nations drinking water, and so on and so on. So people are pissed at the airline that Air Canada is getting all that dough. And I don't know if they should be or not. Don't live in Canada. Yeah, what can I do? So Disneyland reservations are opening up. How about this? Yeah, for people who had a ticket, you can make a reservation.
The magic is returning for Disney lovers. Reservations are now being accepted at Disneyland for people who already had tickets and were not able to use them over the last year due to the pandemic. The window for reservations opened this morning. And if you don't have a ticket, you have to wait a few more days. Ticket sales start on Thursday. For now, the parks are open only to California residents. Capacity is limited to 25% and masks are required. The parks reopen April 30th.
Wow, that's great. I'd love to be there. 25% capacity.
Ooh.
That's going to be sensational. Man, oh, man. Be like it'll be like 1965.
It'll be interesting because, you know, they obviously got to spread out people on the individual rides.
Right.
So it's like, will you still be waiting as long to get on the ride? Because though there are so fewer people, they're still spreading them out.
That's right. Yeah,
so you're still waiting the same length of time in the line. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Right. The line's going to be as long. There just won't be that many people in it.
Yeah. It'll be spread out further and fewer people getting on each individual ride at once.
I wonder if indoor rides will be open. At some point, they said they may not be open. And most of the rides at Disneyland are indoors. And they're great.
So it's got to be like half and half at this point, would you say?
The
Haunted Mansion.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. Indiana Jones.
Small World.
Yeah.
Indoors.
Space Mountain. And then the other one that opened up out there, that they revamped Star Tours.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then the Star Wars thing. And then California, I think California Adventure, most of them are outdoors.
Right. Except for the Guardians of the Galaxy one.
Right. Have you been on that yet?
No, I was on it when it was the Haunted Mansion or whatever. Tower of Terror.
Yeah. The Tower of Terror was great. And then the Little Mermaid, that's indoors.
I don't know what that
is. And then when that thing stops, it says, pardon the sewage. Will it be moving shortly, man? I think it's something like that.
I don't think so.
What is that? I think it says, pardon the sewage. Isn't that right?
Why would they say the sewage? Pardon the sewage.
I got to find out. I'll find out during the break. But pardon the seaweed, I think it is. Pardon the seaweed.
It makes more sense than sewage.
Yeah, but it sounds like sewage. All right. Pardon the sewage. It's sewage. All right. But that's over here in, you know, Disneyland. Yeah. Sorry, we don't all go to Japan, Disneyland.
I thought you were talking Japan.
Richie's like you were. All right, we're live on KFI AM 64. It's Conway Show. More now with Crow. KFI AM 640. Conway Show. I think I found this here. When the Little Mermaid ride stops, I thought they were saying, pardon the sewage, will it get moving shortly? But I think that's wrong.
You know about the
adult? I think it's actually pardon the seaweed, and then we'll get moving shortly.
Well, the way you say it, I can see that.
Yeah, I thought it was sewage.
Sewage.
It's sewage.
Okay, here we are.
Oh, here it is.
Baby needs that sewage.
See?
Listen to me. Stay seated in your clamshell while I get to the bottom of this.
It says
totally sounds like sewage.
The sewage.
I'm going to agree with you.
Okay, good.
It sounded like sewage.
Sewage. Right? The sewage. But it's not. I guess it's seaweed. But he says, you got to stay in your clamshell, right? Uh-oh. All right, here's where it stops.
What's this? You've come to a stop. Maybe it's that seaweed. Listen to me. Stay seated in your clamshell while I get to the bottom of this.
Uh-oh.
Part of the seaweed.
What's this? You come to a stop. Maybe it's that seaweed. Listen to me.
Yeah, it is seaweed. It's seaweed, but he's got an accent, right?
Seaweed.
What's this? What's this?
Seems to happen a lot.
What's this? You come to a stop. Maybe it's that.
Maybe he's putting a twist on it. Maybe he's calling seaweed sewage.
Maybe.
Maybe it's that seaweed.
Maybe it's the seaweed.
Maybe it's that seaweed.
He seems to be pretty frustrated by it.
Yeah, that's why I say I think he's calling seaweed sewage.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that seaweed. Listen to me.
And then he's pretty peasy. Like I told those guys. These clamshells weren't going
to
make it.
Listen to me. Stay seated in your clamshell while I get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got an announcement for how it, because it, comes to stop pretty often.
Is that the crab dude?
I think so.
That's talking?
Yeah. I've not seen the movie, but have you seen it, Belia?
Oh, yeah.
Under Little Mermaid?
Oh, yeah. Is that right? I love it. It's great.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That quite a review on it, huh?
It's just, it's magical.
It is.
It's so magical. And you identify so much with the characters, and there's a beginning and a middle and a great ending.
Right.
Great ending?
It's right. Not a great ending, but a heartfelt ending.
A lesson right there.
Yeah. Like a big lesson.
Yeah. Was there a problem during the movie with seaweed?
Yes, there was a problem with this seaweed.
Is there was? All right, yes. So maybe that's exactly what it is then. Oh, yeah, I nailed it.
Stay seated in your clamshell while I get to the bottom of this.
Darn it. Seaweed.
Oh, seaweed.
See, they can't even figure it out. Right? Man, oh, man. I think I'm all right. But anyway, so Disneyland is going to open relatively soon. What was the date on that, Disneyland? Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some over. Because people sort of like listen half-assed. Here we go.
Due to the pandemic, the window for reservations opened this morning. And if you don't have a ticket, you have to wait a few more days. Ticket sales start on Thursday. For now, the parks are open only to California residents. Capacity is limited to 25%, and masks are required. The parks reopen April 30th.
April 30th. All right, let me see.
The magic is returning for Disney lovers. Reservations are now being accepted at Disneyland for people who already have tickets and were not able to use them over the last year.
Okay, that's cool. Right, for people who bought tickets and then the park closed and they couldn't use them. Now you can make reservations and slide in there. And it's going to be even a better experience because it's going to be 25% capacity.
But I assume, again, only to people that live in California.
Yeah, you got to live in California.
You know, the song in The Little Mermaid, Under the Sea?
Right.
The very first sentence is, the seaweed is always greener.
Oh, is that right?
Does he say it like that?
Well, that's kind of cool.
But they say the seaweed is always greener.
They say the seaweed. The seaweed.
The seaweed.
The sewage is always a problem. All right. We got some more here, including community colleges. Nobody's going anymore.
Better access to financial aid, a flexible schedule, less stress. These are some of the reasons Elsie Burns says she chose the community college route.
You know, being a single mom and, you know, not making as much money to go to a private college, I feel like community college was my savior.
But according to data from the California Community Colleges Chancellor's Office, across the state, community colleges saw a nearly 17% drop in enrollment from fall 2019 to fall 2020.
Uh-oh. Where did they go? 17% went to get a job instead of going to college.
Community colleges saw a nearly 17% drop in enrollment from fall 2019 to fall 2020. The decrease for Santa Ana College was twice that of the state at 34%.
Wow. 34% at Santa Ana College?
The decrease for Santa Ana College was twice that of the state at 34%.
I guess people got to work, right? They don't have time for college. They got to work. and support the family.
Well, yeah, it's pretty surprising to me that to hear those numbers.
The school's interim president says that data is incomplete because it doesn't include no credit or late start students.
We are down, but we're down about 12%.
Dr. Marilyn Flores says the pandemic hit Santa Ana College hard. There is a drop of about 1,200 students.
Somehow the pandemic created a loss. It could have been a loss of a loved one. It could have been a loss of a job. It could have been a loss of a home. And so we know that that is impacting our students.
Administrators here say they're working to help students with access to technology, food, and face-to-face training where possible, in addition to...
All right. There's a carbon footprint calculator. You can calculate how much you're screwing up the planet.
With more and more people thinking about their carbon footprint, MasterCard has created a calculator to help customers keep track. It estimates the carbon emissions resulting from a customer's purchases. Not precise. Calculations are based on...
I don't like that.
Not precise.
Yeah, then why have it?
Not precise.
Just ballpark it for us.
Calculations are based on average emissions for general categories like food and beverage or clothing and not specific purchases. But it could...
Wait a minute. You said specific purchases.
And not specific purchases. But it could give people a rough idea of their impact.
Sounds phony. All right. Sounds like a bunch of crap.
With more and more people thinking about their carbon footprint. With more and more people thinking about their carbon footprint.
I'd be hard-pressed to tell you which one of my friends is the most worried about their carbon footprint. Belio, you're probably up there with your carbon footprint. I know you're always talking about it. And Russ and Juwan definitely is. Crozier, I know you're sort of like me where you don't know what your carbon footprint is.
Sure.
I don't know what it is.
About a 10 and a half.
I don't even know what a number would be. 100? 1,000?
Yeah, what is a good number?
Right. What's a good carbon footprint number?
With more and more people thinking about their carbon footprint.
Nobody I know.
MasterCard has created a calculator to help customers keep track.
All right.
It estimates the carbon emissions resulting from a customer's purchases.
All right. Sounds like a bunch of crap, right? Imagine that. I just bought this purse. I got to go home and see the carbon footprint. If it's not a 20, I'm going to return it tomorrow. Just people don't live that way. You know, they just don't. All right, we're live on KFI. We'll check in with Nori next. What's up, Crow? KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. George Nori's coming up next. George, what's on the big show tonight, bub?
Tim, as we get the week underway tonight on KFI, we're going to talk about robotics and space, and then later on, a psychic medium joins us to talk about the other side.
Excellent. I'll be the number one listener in Burbank.
How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was great. I spent it at the racetrack.
Oh, did you?
Racetrack finally opened.
Did you have a winner?
I guess we just met, right?
Sorry. Yes,
yeah. Do they have a racetrack in St. Louis?
It's in Illinois, right across the river. It's called Fairmont Park.
Oh, I know where Fairmont Park is. How far are you?
It's about 30 minutes away.
I'll come visit.
It's not bad.
Okay. All right, I'll be listening.
Okay.
All right, thanks. There he goes, George Nori and Coast to Coast. Fairmont, man, he lives a half hour from Fairmont. That's kind of cool. That's a cool track. All right, we talked about the volcano and the schools opening up. But we missed the GoPro. This GoPro was found, and I guess it's years and years old, and the person who owned it was tracked down on social media?
A San Diego couple's TikTok video has gone viral. They posted GoPro footage from a camera they found on a hike over the weekend. The
couple was hoping to find the owners of the camera. Reporter Laura Acevedo has the story.
It was supposed to be a Saturday morning hike for San Diegans Rio Villa, Will Ezel, and their roommate at Three Sisters Falls when something caught the couple's
attention. I like how the hikers all got a mention except the roommate.
For San Diegans Rio Villa, Will Ezel, and their roommate. Three Sisters Falls when something caught the couple's attention.
Underneath it, I just see this like silver looking thing, and I look harder and I'm like, that's a GoPro.
Will tried to grab it.
He reaches for the GoPro and it falls back into the water.
Oh,
finally, he found it again. I had kind of given up hope.
Oh my God. I would have too. I would have just given up hope.
I've given up hope.
Yeah. When the couple got home from their hike, they tried to turn the camera on and found this. Videos and pictures of a couple dating back to 2017.
Oh my gosh.
The camera still works and captured the moment it was dropped and submerged in water 4 years ago.
Muddy and dusty and covered in old debris.
Rio decided she was going to post the footage on TikTok to try to find the camera's owners.
Well, that's kind of cool, right?
My thoughts while making this, what if they're not together anymore? Do they even want to see this footage?
What if he had killed her?
Positive she is.
Right. She's a negative Nancy there.
Yeah,
right?
What if it became evidence?
Yeah, exactly.
My thoughts while making this, what if they're not together anymore? Do they even want to see this footage?
In just 5 hours, social media found them, Alejandro Lopez and Priscilla Bernal. They are still together and now married. They posted their own video to TikTok, letting millions know they'd connected with Rio.
It's kind of a cool story, huh?
We're like so happy and so grateful for her.
The couple, who lives in Silicon Valley, lost the camera while celebrating a dating anniversary.
I was a little bit upset because it was my GoPro. He gave it to me.
4 years later, thanks to social media, the two couples now plan on meeting on Saturday in Los Angeles to return the camera.
Yeah, that'll be a 5-minute conversation. They'll have nothing in common. Just give me the camera and get out.
The two couples now plan on meeting on Saturday in Los Angeles to return the camera, full of memories they thought were lost forever.
Pass on this amazing camera that has connected 4 strangers.
That's not true. 2 sets of strangers. Because you're with your guy and he was with his gal.
Yeah, 4 strangers would imply nobody knew anybody.
But sometimes you can be with somebody and not really know them and they're like a stranger to you.
Always bringing her personal problems.
It's a chick foo. What is that?
I don't know.
4 strangers and give them their memories back.
That was Laura Acevedo reporting, and we have learned the couples plan to meet at Griffith Observatory.
Oh, my God. I want to get out there. I want to see that.
On Saturday.
So cute. I'm glad they're married.
Yeah.
At a good
it's
point.
So they're great.
Adorable. Talk so, about a happy looking couple. Yeah.
I love it.
And it's Sea Witch.
Oh, the Sea Witch.
It's the Sea
Who
Witch.
Who told you that?
I had to really think hard, after
And the email was from?
it was from Darcy.
Angel.
Darcy?
Darcy Page Metcalf.
And Sea Witch.
It's Sea Witch.
Oh, like one of the characters is a witch.
Yeah, she's like of the sea. She's
the Sea Witch. Witch. Sea Witch with a W or B?
With a W.
Oh, okay. All right, so this is what they're saying.
You've come to a stop. Maybe it's that sea witch.
Okay, right. It's the sea witch.
Maybe it's that sea witch.
The sea witch.
Maybe it's that sea witch. Listen to me. Stay seated in your clamshell while I get to the bottom of this.
Or maybe it's the sea.
Maybe it's that sea witch. Listen to me. Stay seated in your clamshell while I get to the bottom of this.
Ursula is the villainous sea witch who offers a mermaid princess, Ariel, a temporary opportunity to become human.
The sea witch.
This one also, of course, reminds me of the one that I think everybody knows, the Haunted Mansion one, because somebody always stops that thing and you get that. So I'm curious, all the rides probably had these little very specific, don't get out of your seat.
Right, exactly, yeah. But I wonder what the Haunted Mansion one is, you know? Remember the one that there was the ghost between you and whoever you were with?
I think I've had it happen to me on the Haunted Mansion a few times. That's towards the end where somebody's like sitting in the thing.
Yeah,
with you. They talk about how something like ghouls or goblins are in the system. That's usually what it says.
I like that little chick at the back. Don't come back soon. Come back. We're just dying to have you. Isn't that how it goes? Something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
We're just dying to have you in the sea witch. it's a different ride. All right, I gotta get out of here.
Where are you going?
Home.
Stick around.
Stick around with the sea witch.
Come on, we got plenty of time.
The sea witch.
We don't have to go anywhere right now.
Stick around.
All right, I'll stick around. All right, one more hour. We're live on KFI M64.